Hey guys, thanks for doing this. Nikolai, question for you. That was a, I guess, a high event game in for yourself. Can you just take us through maybe the different emotions? Obviously, the play that leads to the 2-1 goal, the penalty in the third period, and then ultimately the game winner that you score. What was that like? A bit of a roller coaster for you today?
Not really. I mean, yeah, I made a mistake on that goal. But you know, I everybody goes out there to do their best, and you know, I made a mistake and was able to make up for it a little bit. So you know, the penalty. You tell me.
You sort of holding your breath in the penalty box though for that 2 minutes.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there was a lot of penalties tonight, but when there's 12 minutes, 13 minutes left of a hockey game, you do not want to be taking penalties. And you know, I was out there, and it's not fun sitting out there.
Our next question comes from Ted Wyman, Post Media.
Hi guys, Jansen. Congratulations on your first playoff game, first playoff goal. You knew coming in that it was probably going to take an injury to get you in there, and I'm sure that's not the way anyone wants to get in. But how much did it mean to you to come in and make such an impact early on?
I mean, yeah, you want to. I mean, you obviously want to make a difference. I mean, nerves and just excitement to kind of get in there today and. I mean, that's the last thing you want to do or see is guys on your team go down, especially obviously some of our top guys. So just try to step in and do my job out there and just kind of try to help the team any way I could. And obviously got a great break in the first and yeah, happy went in, obviously.
Our next question comes from Thomas Drance, The Athletic.
Hey, Nikolai, just want to ask you about the goal and the play itself. You've scored a lot of highlight reel goals in your career. That one right in the dirty areas, sort of while you're getting cross-checked. In terms of what you've learned over the course of 23 playoff games, did that sort of fit or feel like a culmination of the experience you've gained to this point?
For sure. I mean, that's not usually my spot on the power play, but you know, I was in there. I know what I need to do in there. And I was lucky enough to get a stick on that puck. So it felt great, but like you said, you learn every single game, whether it's preseason, regular season or playoffs. So you got to get in where it hurts a little, and I was able to do that today.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mike Kelly of NHL Network.
Hey guys, maybe you could both touch on this a little bit. Looked like it was tough for you guys to create a lot off the rush in the first game. It's a big part of how you guys create offense, and obviously the first goal came that way. You looked to be able to open it up a little bit more in this game. Any adjustments, or how did you see that?
Yeah, I mean it's playoff hockey, and we played three games now with the preseason game. You know, you don't want to force too many things, but you also want to make your plays. But you know, our game plan today was pretty simple. Get pucks to the net. That's how you score goals.
Yeah, I think Nicky touched on, I think when your mindset is simple, I think that's kind of when the game starts to open up a bit more. I think when you're trying to open it up and kind of go a little slower through the neutral zone, that's kind of when your time and space kind of closes off. So I think just playing a simple game ultimately kind of gives you more ice, more chances, and I think that's kind of why.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Ken Weeb, Sportsnet.
Jansen, what was the conversation like with Paul yesterday when you found out you were playing, and have you taken any time to reflect on the journey to get to this point that you've dreamed about for a long time?
I mean, there's three of us that came in today, so It was kind of just through the meeting. I mean, we knew that we were coming in, and obviously that's a big moment to kind of step into. And just like I said, just try to come out there and try to help the team any way I can. I mean, I try to just keep it simple and stick to my guns. So obviously got a great chance and just bear down on it. So yeah, just happy I can kind of help out and get the team going.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go over to Zoom. We will start with Sarah Orleski, TSN.
Nikolai, you've had to answer so many questions over the last years about waiting for that playoff goal. When you saw that it finally went in, is it a sense of relief that when it goes along with the excitement? Can you just take us through some of the emotions?
Did you say it's been years? it felt great. You know, I keep saying the same thing, and I'm going to say it again, but, you know, you want to score goals. You want to be a difference maker. And, you know, when you're not able to score goals, you got to help the team in other ways. And, you know, I think I tried to do that as good as I could, and not think about it too much that, you know, it's been a while since I scored a goal. So, you know, of course it felt nice to finally get it. And, you know, hopefully they keep coming now.
We'll take two more questions. We'll go to Murat Atesh next.
Hey guys, this one is also for Nick. This is just about Jansen. I mean, covering the team, I've tripped over the guy several times when he's doing extra workouts in the hallway after practice, before games and things like that. Is there something that you can share that sheds a light on just who this guy is behind the scenes that helps him step in like he did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not easy to not play a game for a long time and come in and do what he did. And do what he does. So, you know, like I said in an interview before, hats off to those three guys coming in and working as hard as they did and making a difference. And, you know, he's a guy who works his ass off every single practice. And, you know, when you watch practice, you can see it. So it's fun to have guys like that come in, make a big difference. And, you know, it's coming again tomorrow. So, they're a huge part of this team, and you could see that today.
Our last question comes from Moses Waldo.
Hi, guys. This one's directed for Nikolai. I just want to talk about the sequence with Matthew Tkachuk. I know you kind of went back at him again. I don't know what was specifically said, if you'd be able to describe that moment, but also take me through what you learned from tonight and making sure that you learn that controlled emotion going into game three and not let things that potentially could hurt you in that next game.
I mean, I tried to make a clean hit, you know, nothing crazy, and he kind of got out of the way, and that ended up with our knees hitting each other, I think. So, you know, of course, you're not too happy with that. But I didn't go back to him and you know, say anything stupid. I was just wondering what he was doing. And with the game tonight, we learned a lot of things that we're going to keep to ourselves.
Thank you, Nikolai. Thank you, Jansen. We have head coach Paul Maurice is on his way.